He had graduated from Bearden Elementary School in Knoxville, Tennessee. Give it up for Jack Hanna!
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
How are you? Good to see you. All right, Jack, let me tell you how it works from here. On the board, we're going to give you 10 subjects. You answer all these correctly, we're going to give you an 11th question. It is going to be worth $1 million. I know it's been a couple of years since you were in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
So we're not going to ask you to take the test by yourself. These five fifth graders are going to take it with you. We're going to let you cheat off of them, Jack. That's the good news. Let me introduce them.
Right.
There's Jonathan. Jenna. Choose one of them and let's get started.
Well, I have three girls. Wait, hold on. Jonathan,
come on up here. All right, America, let's find out, is Jack Hanna smarter than a fifth grader? 10 subjects. Pick one, Jack. Let's win $1,000.
What do you like?
I am good at math.
No, I don't like math. You don't mind if I say no, do you?
But it's a first grade question, Jack.
First grade math. Okay.
First grade math. You don't like math. All right, here we go. It's worth $1,000. Here's the first grade math question. How much is 99 plus 99? Is it 202? 1,818 or 198?
You have a pencil, piece of paper?
No, but you can't take your shoes off.
I know it is.
How much is 99 plus 99? Is it 202, 1818, or 198? Your classmate Jonathan's locked in his answer. You said you didn't like math.
I'm gonna say my answer.
Okay.
Here I go. C, 198.
You got $1,000, Jack. Of course, it's 199. All right. One down, nine to go.
Golly, Dave.
We got first grade English and then second through the fifth grade. What would you like?
I don't want to miss a first grade question. What about second grade U.S. geography?
Second grade U.S. geography? You've been all over the United States. Here is the second grade U.S. geography question worth $2,000. St. Louis, Missouri and Memphis, Tennessee both border what river? St. Louis, Missouri and Memphis, Tennessee both border what river? Your classmate Jonathan has locked in his answer.
It's not the Tennessee River. I mean, the Tennessee River wouldn't run through St. Louis, right? Or would it?
I don't know. I think that's kind of the question.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, when you do have all of your cheats left.
Yeah.
You have a copy, which means you have to take the answer your classmate at the podium has written down.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
You have a peek, which means you can look at their answer, see if you like it.
All right.
Or if you think you got a pretty good idea, you could answer, and if you're wrong and they're right, they could save you.
Okay. It's got to be the Missouri River.
Okay.
Missouri River.
St. Louis, Missouri and Memphis, Tennessee both border what river? Let's take a look at what the class said. Mississippi River, Mississippi, Mississippi River, Mississippi. Yeah. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
I knew that the whole time, Mississippi.
You did? Yeah, you
did? I meant to Mississippi. Did I mispronounce Missouri, Mississippi?
Yeah, you did. Jack, you're wrong. So the only way you stay in the game is if this 10-year-old has the right answer, which we know is the Mississippi River. For $2,000, Jack, Jonathan said Mississippi! There it is, Jack. The Mississippi River starts way up there up north by Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I think I live in Montana, it's Missouri. That's where I messed up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, Jack, you've got $2,000. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Contestant Jack Hanna has $2,000. You have 8 subjects left.
Okay.
You've got 4 classmates left to choose from.
That's
pick another one.
That's Francesca.
Francesca. All right, we got 8 subjects. Francesca, if you had to help Mr. Hanna with a couple of them, what would you say?
I like English and grammar.
English and grammar. First grade, second grade question.
Oh, I'll just go first grade English then.
First grade English. All right, that's easy. It's worth $5,000. Listen carefully, Jack. Here's the question. What is the plural form of the word tooth? Is the plural form of the word tooth? Francesca has locked in her answer.
I know what it is.
You know it.
It's tough, yeah. It's teeth.
Teeth? You want to lock that
teeth.
In? He just told me, you're right, you got $5,000. What charity are you playing for today?
We're doing for Partners in Conservation at the Columbus Zoo. I have a home in Rwanda, and we help a lot with building an orphanage over there. And then the Mountain Gorilla Veterinary Project, where we support all the veterinarians that work with the gorillas in the wild in Rwanda, in that part of the world.
And we really need to protect the gorillas, right? Very endangered species. That's awesome. Fascinating country. I've been to Africa. Just love.
Unbelievable.
Love
really
Africa. Is. All right, for $10,000, what would you like?
We gotta go second grade grammar.
Second grade grammar. All right, let's see the question. The second grade grammar question, worth $10,000, Jack, is this.
Grammar.
True or false? That's a good start. The following sentence is grammatically correct. Everyone in Mr. Foxworthy's classes love learning about grammar. True or false? The following sentence is grammatically correct. Everyone in Mr. Foxworthy's classes love learning about grammar. Francesca has locked in her answer. See, for those people that didn't grow up in the South, they don't understand some. We have words in the South that don't even have letters in them.
Exactly. This just ain't possible. These ain't possible.
I remember my granddad when like dogs would come in the yard. It used to drive him crazy, and he would run to the front porch and he would holler, "Yell out of him!" You know that word. There's not a letter in that word. Yell out of him! True or false, Jack? The following sentence is grammatically correct. Everyone in Mr. Foxworthy's classes love learning about grammar.
That's false. And we'll lock it in.
Okay.
Loves. It can even be loves. Who cares? It can be loves. It's just wrong. It doesn't sound right to me.
Doesn't sound right.
No.
You know what? Anybody that thinks Jack is wrong can get on out of here. You're right. You got $10,000. She had you covered anyway. She had the right answer. Good job, Francesca. All right, Jack. 6 subjects left, 3 classmates to choose from. Pick another one.
Okay, come here.
This next question is very important because if you had flunked out up until this point, you would have left with nothing. You get the next one right, you walk out of here with no less than $25,000, okay?
What do you like?
What do you like, Jenna?
World geography, astronomy, or health.
She likes world geography, astronomy, or health. 2 third grades or 4th grade questions.
I didn't do too good on geography, did I?
But I would imagine you've been all over the world.
All over the world.
You probably know a little bit about
health. A little bit. Let's try it.
Third grade world geography. All right. The question is worth $25,000, and it's going to be revealed when we come back. It is celebrity night in this classroom, and as our classmate, we have none other than America's animal ambassador and the director of the Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna. We need to get this one right.
Yeah, I know.
$25,000, you selected third grade world geography. Here's the question, Jack. Micronesia is a chain of islands located in what ocean? Micronesia is a chain of islands located in what ocean?
Okay.
Jenna has locked in her answer. Have you been to Micronesia?
I've been around the area, yeah.
Oh, wow. You have been around.
I think I know this.
What animal might someone find in Micronesia?
Probably a Micronesian rat. No, I don't know. just kidding.
I was totally buying it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to give you an answer. Pacific Ocean. I'm going to lock it in, all right? By myself.
Okay.
Here I go. Pacific Ocean.
Seem pretty confident.
Well, Mississippi River, Pacific Ocean, what the heck, Pacific Ocean.
Do you have any other guess besides the Pacific Ocean?
God, no. Well, you could say the Indian Ocean. But...
Indian Ocean?
Yeah.
Let's see what the class said.
All right.
You said Pacific. The class said Indian, Arctic, Arctic, Atlantic.
Whoa. Man, we got a lot of diversity there.
Yeah, we do. Micronesia is a chain of islands located in the Pacific Ocean. You got $25,000.
You know what I said? I just got freaked out. Oh, my God.
Jenna had Pacific Ocean. Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
This next question. Love this question, because you got $25,000. Even if you missed the question, you still have $25,000, so you're not giving anything back. No right. reason not to answer
right.
the next question. Right. Five subjects remain. What would you like?
You like health? You like health? Let's try fourth grade health.
Fourth grade health. Okay, good. Fourth grade health. The question is worth $50,000. The fourth grade health question is this. What is the most abundant metallic element in the human body?
Gosh.
What is the most abundant metallic element in the human body? All right, Jenna has locked in her answer.
Oh, man, I don't want to use one of my things, but what do I have left here?
You could peek at her paper
okay.
and see if you like her answer.
Okay.
And if not, you could go with something else.
Okay, let me peek at her paper. And if I like her answer, might be the same as my answer, right? Have I given my answer yet?
No, you haven't.
Oh. I'm thinking Mercury. But you know I don't want to lose the money for Rwanda, so I'm gonna go ahead and peek at her thing. Because I think I'm right, but I gotta
peek. If you wanna peek, then hit the button there.
Okay.
Let's The question is, what is the most abundant metallic element in the human body? Your classmate, Jenna, said the spine. How's that feel?
That doesn't feel too good.
Once you decide to peek, you must answer the question. You can no longer drop out of school.
I'm gonna have to go with mercury. My mind's on animals right now. I can't concentrate on this stuff. And there was a chart, but...
Jack, how'd you get this job as the director of the Columbus Zoo?
I don't know. What is this money, but
you just put on the shirt and pants, and they said, yeah, we'll take this guy.
Oh, my gosh. What's the most abundant metallic element in the human body? Mercury.
What is the most abundant metallic element in the human body? Jack, I don't even want to tell you this because I want you to hang out here all day long.
Obviously, I'm wrong, but I just, you know.
It's not mercury, and it's not spine. You got another guess?
It's zinc.
Zinc. That I might have said zinc. That's not right. What happens to you as you get older? What do you start to lose?
Your mind. Oh, boy.
What is the bones? You know all about bones.
Calcium.
Calcium.
Yeah.
Is the most abundant metallic element in the human body. Mm. I've enjoyed having you here. You're walking away with $25,000. All right, Jack, nearly everybody has to say it. There's the camera. Let's hear the magic words.
All right. Hi, I'm Jumbo Jack Hanna. I may know a lot about monkey business, but I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
Don't go away!